Hello, this is Craig Hall with Ledger LCJ News Update and Podcast for today. Today is November 24th, 2021. This is the 328th day of 2021. There are 37 days left in the year. Before we get into today's news update, here's today's corny joke of the day. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? It was fine. The kid woke up. Determined to reclaim Thanksgiving traditions that were put on pause last year due to the pandemic, millions of Americans will be loading up their cars or piling into planes together with friends and family. Number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels, and Cash Auto Club AAA predicts that 48.3 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday period, an increase of nearly 4 million over last year despite sharply higher gasoline prices. Democrats and climate activists generally supported President Joe Biden's decision to release a record 50 million barrels of oil from America's strategic reserve, even as the move appeared to contradict the long-term vision of combating climate change. The U.S. action, announced Tuesday in coordination with countries such as India, the United Kingdom, and China, is aimed at global energy markets and helping lower gasoline prices that have risen more than a dollar per gallon since January. But it could also undermine Biden's climate goals, including a 50% cut in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. In sports, Cincinnati moved into position to make the college football playoff on Tuesday night, climbing a spot to fourth behind Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama. A team from outside the Power Five conferences has never been selected for the semifinal in the previous 7 years of the college football playoff. In weather today, we'll have partly cloudy skies early, with clouds increasing later in the day, and we'll have a chance of thunderstorms and showers. The high will be 66 degrees with a low of 43. Tuesday's high was 67 with a low of 49. Sunrise Wednesday was at 7:01 a.m. Sunset is 5:08 p.m. Average temperatures for November 24th are a high of 60 and a low of 33. Records for the day were a high of 78 in 1973. Record low was 7 in 1970. In the calendar of events for Wednesday, the Puddle Rotary Club is scheduled to meet at noon at EOMC. Funeral services for Arlene Brewer, 10 a.m. Wednesday at Evans Memorial Chapel in Pocola, with Jim Cook and Galen Freeman officiating. Interment will follow at the Macedonia Cemetery. She passed away Saturday in Fort Smith and was born December 1, 1958. Charlotte Diane Brown, 65, of Hevener, was born February 29, 1956 in Poto. She passed away November 22, 2021 in Hevener. Her funeral service is 2 p.m. Saturday at the Dowden Roberts Funeral Home Chapel in Hevener, with Reverend Mike Stillman officiating. Burial will fall at the Hontubby Cemetery. Funeral services for Mary Radine Keelan, 83, of Panama, are 10 a.m. Monday at Evans Chapel of Memories. Burial is at 1 p.m. at the Fort Smith National Cemetery. She passed away November 22nd at her home and was born November 23rd, 1937 in Fort Smith. Harvey Odell Walden, 86, of Wolf's Floor, passed away November 21, 2021 in Fort Smith and was born June 7, 1935 in Summerfield. Services are 2 p.m. Saturday at the Floor Cemetery Pavilion, with Jim Cook and Ron Bess officiating. On this date in history, in November 24, 1963, Jack Ruby shot and mortally wounded Lee Harvey Oswald, who was accused of killing President Kennedy. In 1859, British naturalist Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species, which explained its theory of evolution by means of natural selection. In 1971, a hijacker calling himself Dan Cooper, but who became popularly known as D.B. Cooper, parachuted from a Northwest Orient Airlines 727 over the Pacific Northwest after receiving $200,000 in ransom. His fate remains unknown. In 1991, rock singer Freddie Mercury died in London at age 45 of AIDS-related pneumonia. In today's birthday, Basketball Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson is 83. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is 81. and actor Katherine Heigl is 43. We ask that you please check out our newsletter at HebrewLedger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. Please share this with anybody you think might be interested. If your business wants to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebrewLedger.com or call 918-653-2425. We're also trying to increase our subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebrewLedger.substack.com or our e-edition at HebrewLedger.com. Cost is less than any meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. We thank you for checking in today and hope you have a great day and a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.